Welcome to the CFD podcast series with Anka Sanders and
Amanda Walter.
We want to talk to you about taking part in the CrossFit Open because they are coming up in a couple of weeks and we are in training and getting ready for that. So Amanda, what do you think is the main reason for our members here at CFD and for everybody else in the world to do the CrossFit Open?
I'm nervous. To prove your fitness.
Prove your fitness?
Yeah. And to watch your teammates. Watch your teammates and support them and to get out of your comfort zone. No pacing allowed.
Okay. When was the first time that you did the CrossFit Open?
Last year.
First time?
Yep. First time.
Did you like it?
My last time. First time and the last time.
That's not true, but okay.
It's fun when it's over. And
why is it fun when it's over? What feeling do you get after a workout?
You get all the feeling back in your legs. Yeah, and arms. And you can think like a normal human being again.
That makes sense. Yeah. All right. So it's 5 workouts. Every week, 1 workout for 5 weeks, right?
Yep. You can do it as many times as you want if you're brave enough.
Or like me, like I do them like 3 times.
Yeah, Anka likes to do it twice a day for 3 days in a row for the best score. But yes, you talk.
So yeah, you want to do it because you will feel your legs again. That's kind of what you said.
Yeah, you're gonna push your own capability. You're gonna increase your work capacity, which is what fitness is all about. You're not pacing because people are cheering for you and you're doing quality reps because you have a judge.
But what do you think about like coaches who like to pace you? I mean, there are people that, you know, strategize the whole thing and break it up into minutes of the performance and like tell you what to do, basically tell you to rest or not to do a burpee before a certain time is hit so that you're not exhausting or not getting to that point of failure. Is that a idea that you follow, or do you just go all out?
Well, you should have a certain level of trust between your coach and if you're a coach with your athletes and members, because you're observing them while they're working in your classes, and you're always increasing their level of performance when they come to you. So they should be able to listen to you and you should strategize with them, but ultimately you will get out of your comfort zone in each of these workouts because that's what Dave Castro throws at you for the open to test your fitness, but you will have to pace to your own capability because there is that threshold that you once you go past it, you're done. So you have to really learn a lot about what you can do performance-wise to do an open workout.
Cool, so in the open, we really get the chance to test that threshold.
Yeah, you're gonna figure out pretty quick where that red line is and where you need to stay, where you can still function and move consistently at a level of intensity that's sustainable to each workout.
Cool. So what's the message you want to give to your members here at Doulos?
I think that they just need to do it, and you need to there's nothing, you're not going to fail at anything. We're going to scale it if you need for it to be scaled, or, you know, you're just going to, it's a learning experience. It's once a year. It's fun. It's a community-based effort. Your teammates are there with you, pushing you, and just get out of your comfort zone a little bit. That's what growth is all about.
Sweet. So, everybody,
and
sign
you get
up.
A shirt. If you sign up, you get a shirt. You want a shirt, right?
Yep, I want to.
It's cool. Well-designed shirt. So,
from Doulos.
Yeah, at least do one workout, get your shirt, and decide if you want to finish out the rest of them, which you will.
Sweet. Well, I think we are going to advertise the open a little more in the next couple weeks, but definitely keep in mind what Coach Amanda just said about testing yourself, your fitness, getting to that limit, maybe exceeding that limit, do something you didn't think you could do, and really be proud of yourself.
Yeah, friends and family, welcome. Let's have fun, and let's represent CFD.
Cool.
Yeah. All right. Welcome to the CFD Open Series podcast. I'm with Anca Sanders, coach and athlete at CFD. We're going to talk about what she thinks the Open is all about.
Okay. Hi. Well, I think it's primarily about having fun and also the community. I've always enjoyed most just hanging with all my CrossFitters and cheering each other on. And of course, performing the workouts, even though there's a lot of anxiety going into a workout, but coming out of it, you're always like at a elevated state in some way or the other. You feel good, and then you just all celebrate together. So I've always enjoyed that the most.
Anxiety, what does that mean? You get butterflies before you work out?
Yeah, well, I get them already like now.
Oh, God. You have them right now, y'all.
Just thinking about what Dave Casper is throwing at us makes me anxious.
What do you predict was 18.1? Let's get Anka's prediction here. Let's
do you
see.
Want my favorable prediction or my scary prediction?
If winner gets $1 million on this, if they get this right, what would you predict Dave Castro is going to throw at us for the first 18.1?
I think
workout?
He's going to turn it around. He's going to start with thrusters and rowing and mix it with some kind of a gymnastic movement, let's say, ring muscle-ups.
Wow, ring muscle-ups in the first open workout. If that doesn't scare people from participating in it, I don't know what will. Hopefully he's not going to do that.
Well, yeah. I guess I don't I don't hope that either. But, you know, they all always are surprising in some way or the other. So I think it will be something that's fast, a lung burner, but also technical. So I think it's going to have those aspects in it.
So what do you think? Are you saying a couplet? Two exercises?
Two or three, yeah.
Okay, so you got barbell thrusters?
Barbell thrusters.
Rowing. And ring muscle-ups.
And ring muscle-ups. I stick to my prediction.
Okay, so we got a triplet. Okay, uh-huh. Three exercises. That's going to be very painful. Thrusters, ring muscle-ups, and rowing. Ouch. I'm not looking forward to this now.
Yeah, well, that's what it's going to be.
So we better do thrusters, ring muscle-ups, and rowing every day for 6 weeks until this starts, huh?
That'd be better. But, yeah, maybe that's it, but maybe it's not. And if it's not, then we all can celebrate and have more fun with it, too. So I like to be pessimistic on the first couple workouts and then, you know, cheer myself up that way.
Yeah, so I'll call Dave, make sure he puts in a good workout for us.
Please do, yeah.
Give him a holler. I'm sure he'll answer. Anyways.
I don't remember. What was last year's first workout?
Burpee. It was
the burpees with the snatches.
The introduction of the dumbbells. Yeah, that was the dumbbell snatches and burpee box jump overs.
And that was I almost said an F word here. That was a big disaster because people couldn't submit their scores, and then we had like 3 extra days. So people did it like 100 times and like beat their scores like 10 times. Yeah, I think I can see that as a repeat. How about you?
I could see that as a repeat too. Yeah. I could also see, I don't know, I have to think about that, put in my prediction next week, and we'll get some members' input, what they think or what they prefer. But I think they're going to surprise us on 18.1. That's what I think.
Yeah, that's what I said. Ring muscle-ups, first workout.
I don't think that'll happen.
And thrusters, usually they're last. This time they'll be first.
Listen to me, everyone. Don't listen to Anka. It's not going to happen.
Well... sadly, we can't look into Castro's head right now, but we will see.
Yeah, I wonder if he even makes them up or if he just...
he probably has like a stack of cards and just like
draws
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for the next few weeks, we'll be doing open workouts on Fridays. We'll kind of be taking Thursdays as a little active recovery and a region day just to get us prepped to go... all out on Friday so we can kind of start getting ready for when the open comes on February 22nd, because that's the same kind of stuff we're going to be following. But tomorrow we're doing 17.1, so we'll see how our members hold up and compare their scores to last year, and we'll just keep improving because that's what CrossFit's all about.
Cool.
All right. Until next time.
Bye.
Radio voice. Adios.